What happens when the pilot can't fly the airplane? Not won't. Can't. Medical event. Hypoxia. Incapacitation. It happens more than anyone wants to admit, and for decades the honest answer was, the airplane goes where the airplane goes. That answer just changed for a category of jets that didn't have a better one. I'm Tower on ATIS here on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, the headline out of Embraer this week, the Phenom 300 EV has earned what the manufacturer is calling triple certification. FAA approval, European Union Aviation Safety Agency clearance. And certification from Brazil's Agência Nacional de Aviação Civil. Three authorities, three different regulatory frameworks, all at once. That is not a routine outcome. Companies spend years chasing that kind of simultaneous global approval, and Embraer landed all three for a single aircraft variant in the same window. But that's not the part of this story that matters most to the pilot community. The Phenom 300 EV is now the first light jet in its category certified with Garmin's emergency autoland system. Let that sit for a second. Not a turboprop, not a piston single. A jet, a pressurized swept wing, 600 mile an hour capable light jet, and it now carries a system that can take over, navigate, configure, descend, and land the airplane at a suitable airport without any input from the person in the left seat. Here's what that system actually does, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Garmin's emergency autoland has been certified on turboprops before. The Piper M600 with the SLS package was the first. The Daher TBM940 followed. Those are capable aircraft, single-engine turboprops, widely flown by owner-operators, often single-pilot. The incapacitation risk is real in that segment. And the system was designed with exactly that scenario in mind. But the Phenom 300 and 300E have dominated the light jet category for years. This is the best-selling light jet in the world for multiple consecutive years running. Owner-operators, fractional shares, charter operators, often flown single-pilot, often flown at altitudes above 41,000 feet. Which means the incapacitation risk from a rapid depressurization event is not a hypothetical. At flight level 410, useful consciousness without oxygen can be measured in seconds, not minutes. Seconds. So when Garmin Emergency Autoland comes to the Phenom 300 EV, it is not an incremental feature upgrade. It is a fundamental change in the safety profile of that mission set. How does the system work? When triggered either automatically through incapacitation detection or manually by a passenger who finds the button on the panel, Emergency Autoland takes authority from the autopilot and becomes the decision maker for the flight. It queries available airports within range, factors in runway length, weather, proximity, and approach options, and selects the best one. It begins the descent. It configures the aircraft through each phase of approach. It communicates with air traffic control automatically, broadcasting on the appropriate frequency that the aircraft is operating under emergency autoland. It squawks 7700. It makes a full landing, including the flare, the touchdown, the rollout. Then it unlocks the cabin door to give first responders access. This is not a pilot assist. This is not an augmentation. This is a complete takeover and resolution of the emergency, from cruise altitude to stopped on the runway. For the person in the back of that jet, whether a business passenger, a medical transport patient, anyone, the existence of that system changes the risk equation in a meaningful way. For the insurance underwriters, for the fractional operators making safety cases to their clients. For the single pilot owner who flies long legs over terrain where an off-airport landing is not survivable. Now, certification is the threshold, but understanding the certification matters here. FAA approval is what pilots in the United States care about first. That is done. The system meets the standard, but ESA certification matters enormously because a significant portion of Phenom 300 operators are European, and European BZOV customers want an aircraft that can be flown throughout the continent without asterisks on the type certificate. Getting ESA and FAA simultaneously, or close to it, is the difference between a global product and a regional one. ANA certification from Brazil matters for a different reason. Embraer is a Brazilian manufacturer. The Phenom 300 is designed and built in Brazil. ANAC is the authority that touches the production side of this aircraft. Having all three authorities aligned means there are no gaps between where the airplane is built, where it is certified for operation, and where it is being sold. Triple certification is not marketing language. It is a logistics and regulatory accomplishment that keeps the global delivery pipeline moving. Now let's talk about the EV designation for a moment, because some listeners may be wondering whether this is an electric aircraft. It is not the EV in Phenom 300. EV refers to an enhanced avionics suite, not an electric power plant. This is a Pratt & Whitney Canada PW535E powered aircraft. The same turbofan family that powers the earlier Phenom 300E, the EV variant brings the updated Prodigy Touch avionics with the G3000 NXI platform. That Garmin suite is the enabling technology for emergency autoland because the system depends on the integration between the flight management system, the autopilot, the communications radios, and the weather and navigation databases. You cannot retrofit emergency autoland onto a legacy glass panel. The avionics have to be built for it. That is why this took as long as it did. The Phenom 300 has been in production since 2009. The E variant came in 2015. The EV is the step that brings the avionics architecture capable of supporting a system like this. It is a full platform upgrade, not a software patch. Here is what this means if you are in the light jet market right now. If you're looking at new iron in the Phenom class, the 300 EV now carries a safety capability that its direct competitors do not. The Citation CJ4, the HondaJet Elite 2, excellent aircraft, neither certified with emergency autoland as of this reporting. That gap matters to buyers who are making decisions based on risk management. If you're a charter operator putting a single pilot in the front of a light jet on revenue flights, the existence of a certified emergency autoland system changes the conversation with your clients, your insurers, and potentially your regulators. That conversation will happen whether you initiate it or not. If you're a fractional provider, same situation. Safety differentiation in the fractional market is not abstract, it is a selling point. And if you're a general aviation pilot watching this from the turboprop and piston world, here's the takeaway. This technology started in the piston experimental community as a concept, moved into turboprop production aircraft, and has now crossed into the jet category. That progression does not stop here. The regulatory pathway exists. The certification framework has been established multiple times now. The question is not whether this technology comes to more aircraft types. The question is when the broader context is worth a few minutes. Emergency autoland is part of a category of technologies that regulators and manufacturers are grouping under the umbrella of emergency pilot assistance systems. The Federal Aviation Administration has been watching the certification data from the Piper and Daher systems closely. There are hours being accumulated on these systems in actual service. There are also, unfortunately, cases where the systems have been activated for real, not just demonstration. Early data from the turboprop community suggests the system is performing as designed. What the FAA needs before expanding the mandate or the incentive structure for these systems in larger categories is evidence. Real-world performance data. The Phenom 300 EV certification adds to that body of evidence. Every flight logged behind Garmin Emergency Autoland in a certified production aircraft is another data point in the case for or against broader adoption. There is also a training question that the pilot community needs to start thinking about. Emergency autoland is designed to be operated by non-pilots in an emergency. The passenger presses the button, the airplane takes over. But pilots flying these aircraft need to understand what the system will do when activated, how to monitor it, and critically how to retake control if the system has been activated but the pilot is still capable and the situation calls for manual intervention. Flying alongside an automated emergency system is a skill. It requires familiarity with the enunciations, the mode logic, the authority hierarchy. That is not a ground school checkbox. That is crew resource management for a crew of one, with the airplane as the other crew member. For operators putting pilots in Phenom 300 EV seats, building emergency autoland familiarity into recurrent training is not optional. It is the only way to make sure the capability actually translates to improved outcomes. AvWeb has the full story on the triple certification, including the regulatory timeline and Embraer's comments on the delivery schedule for the EV variant. Worth a read if you're tracking this aircraft or this technology category. Sources for today include AvWeb and publicly available certification records from the FAA and EASA. More at radiohangar.com. The light jet category just got safer. Stay ahead of the technology in your cockpit.